They follow the guide, a thin, pale girl. She's wearing a linen sheath dress in moss green, and there's a fine, spiky tattoo wound around her right arm that looks like barbed wire. Kushla moves to the edge of the crowd, away from the French and Italian tourists and expensive rain gear, her own age, which still surprises her. Away from the man on her left, pushing 50, with steel-grey hair that's greased back, small glasses and a soft wool jacket. The guide stands slightly to the side of the next exhibit, a couple of feet from Kushla. This close, she can see the barbed pattern on the girl's skin. It's gorse, spiky tendrils of stems and golden flowers. Kushla likes her for it, for choosing the shrub that chokes the hills here, not roses or butterflies or stars. It's a piece of sculpture made of resin, fabric, glass fibre, a white figure on a plinth, chalky, sarcophagal, a shrouded look about the face, features indistinct. The body is oddly sexless, though it is male. There is breadth in the torso, bulk at the chest. From the waist up, he looks peaceful, sleeping head resting near the bend of an arm. There is something not right about the pose, though. His limbs are splayed awkwardly, have not been arranged. The girl begins to speak. "This work is from the 70s, she says. "The artist was moved to make it when her friend was murdered. While the almost classical composition is a familiar representation of death, the disordered configuration is shocking, hinting at the violence of the moment of the subject's murder and the chaos of the hours that followed. She gives us her friend as every man, yet his rather untidy bearing makes him human." The others move towards the next piece, a structure like a TARDIS fashioned out of six doors taken from Armagh prison. Kushla hangs back and steps towards the sculpture. The girl with the gorse tattoo was wrong. The artist hasn't shown every man. The detail is intimate, accurate even, almost as if the cast had been moulded over his body. The neat ball of fat at his middle, the slight raise of his right shoulder, a doughiness about the jaw. She looks at his face, afraid she will see fear or pain, but he looks just as he did when he was sleeping. Someone touches her arm. It's the man with the small glasses. "Miss Lavery," he says. "Do you remember me?"